Hey, Vicky, did you forget our study date at 10 this morning?
I'm sorry, Naomi. At 10, I was talking with my professor and couldn't get away. I'm sorry. I should have called.
That's okay. So how did the meeting go with the professor?
It went fine. He gave me an extension on my paper, and I can still take the midterm. How was your study group yesterday?
Well, we were studying together during lunch when I noticed an old friend of mine from high school in the same cafe. My concentration quickly switched from class to catching up with my friend, so I didn't get much done. You've taken that class before, right?
Yeah, last semester. I was always asking questions in that class because it was so difficult.
Well, I was hoping that you could lend me a hand with my paper. I can't think of anything else to write.
Sure, no problem. That is, if you can help me study for our history test.
Sounds like a deal.
Let's listen to the dialogue one more time slowly.
Hey, Vicky. Did you forget our study date at 10 this morning?
I'm sorry, Naomi. At 10, I was talking with my professor and couldn't get away. I'm sorry. I should have called.
That's okay. So, how did the meeting go with the professor?
It went fine. He gave me an extension on my paper, and I can still take the midterm. How was your study group yesterday?
Well, we were studying together during lunch when I noticed an old friend of mine from high school in the same cafe. My concentration quickly switched from class to catching up with my friend, so I didn't get much done. You've taken that class before, right?
Yeah, last semester. I was always asking questions in that class because it was so difficult.
Well, I was hoping that you could lend me a hand with my paper. I can't think of anything else to write.
Sure, no problem. That is, if you can help me study for our history test.
Sounds like a deal. I remember those never-ending papers I had to do.
Me too. Spending hours in the library, researching, writing, then rewriting.
Yeah, staying up late trying to finish by the deadline. Anyways, good reminiscing. Tell us, Chihiro, what is the student union that Vicky and Oksana are talking about?
Well, many universities have student unions, which is a place for social activities for students. Organizations can use this area to meet, or students can use the area to just hang out.
Right. The facility may include things like a study area, common area, shops, restaurants, and even forms of entertainment.
That's right. For example, my student union and university had a bowling alley and a small arcade.
It's a great place just to hang out with other students and friends.
Oh, by the way, listeners, be sure to check the explanations about the progressive aspect in Lesson 7 and review the entire aspect system in Lessons 6 through 9 with the audio and the PDFs. Practice listening to the dialogues to help your ability to notice the grammar forms and write examples in the comments on the website.
Practice listening to the dialogues to help your ability to notice the grammar forms and write examples in the comments on the website.
Okay, let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first word is
extension.
Increased length of time.
Extension. Extension.
The next word is
paper.
Scholarly piece of writing.
Paper. Paper.
The next verb is
to sit.
To take an examination.
To sit. To sit.
Next we have
to shift.
To replace with another. To exchange.
To shift. To shift.
Next we have
to catch up.
To compensate for lateness.
To catch up. To catch up.
And now we have?
To lend a hand.
To help.
To lend a hand. To lend a hand.
The next word is?
Deal.
Agreement or transaction between people.
Deal. Deal.
The next word is?
Library.
A place where books are kept for use, but not for sale.
Library. Library.
And now we have?
During.
Throughout the duration of. Occurring at the same time.
During. During.
And the last word is?
Concentration.
Very close attention to one thing.
Concentration. Concentration.
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson.
The first phrase we'll look at is, catch you later.
This is just another way of saying, see you later, and can be used interchangeably.
Right, so you can use either one when saying goodbye. Both are friendly and casual. For example, Chihiro, I'll be going soon.
Okay, Daniel, catch you later.
Chihiro, before we go, we should do the grammar point.
Oh, right, of course. What are we looking at today?
The focus of this lesson is the past progressive, as in, I was always asking questions. In Beginner Series Season 1, Lesson 7, we learned about the progressive aspect. In this lesson, we focus on the combination of the progressive aspect and the past tense. This combination is usually called the past progressive, or past continuous tense. In Lesson 7, we explained that the progressive aspect's core meaning is incomplete, changing, tentative, or unfinished. And in Lesson 12, we learned that the core meaning of the past tense is remoteness or distance, the most common remoteness being time.
Since you already know the core meaning of the past tense and of the progressive aspect, you are ready to look at verbs with the past progressive form and understand the grammar. To form the past progressive, we simply take the past tense of the auxiliary verb, that is, the helping verb, which is usually the be verb, and follow it with the progressive tense of the main verb. Daniel, can you give us an example?
Sure. I can say, Chihiro was washing her hair when the phone rang. The main verb in our example sentence is wash. Because Chihiro is a proper name, we take the past tense of be for the third person singular, which is was. Then we add the progressive form of the main verb wash, which is washing. And so the past progressive is was washing. And again, the example sentence is Chihiro was washing her hair when the phone rang. For more on the form of the progressive aspect, see the lesson notes in the PDF for Lesson 7.
Now, let's look at examples from the dialogue to see how the past progressive is used. In the dialogue, when explaining why she missed the study date with Naomi, Vicky says, I was talking with my professor and couldn't get away. In her sentence, was signals to us that the tense is past, and talking signals to us that the aspect is progressive. She uses the past tense because she is talking about a remote time, that is, 10 a.m. this morning. She uses the progressive because that talking was in progress and unfinished when 10 a.m. came. In this case, she refers to a specific time. This is important with the progressive because there needs to be a point of reference. So, when talking about what was in progress at a specific time in the past, we can use the past progressive.
Okay, the next example we will look at is when Naomi tells Vicky, we were studying together during lunch when I noticed an old friend of mine from high school in the same cafe. The point of reference in this sentence is when she noticed her friend. And since that event is remote in time, that is, in the past, she uses the past tense of be for we, which is were. The main verb of the event is study, which is changed to studying because it was incomplete when the other event, that is, noticing her friend, happened. So, when talking about two events where one event is thought of as complete, the other incomplete action can use the past progressive.
Okay, next we will look at the sentence that Vicky says to Naomi, I was always asking questions in that class because it was so difficult. Vicky uses the past tense of be for I, which is was, because she is talking about a remote event, that is, a class in the past. She uses the progressive aspect for ask, which is asking, because the asking was repeating during that class. So when talking about a repeating, ongoing past action, we can use the past progressive.
And the last example we will look at is when Naomi tells Vicky, I was hoping that you could lend me a hand with my paper. Naomi is asking a favor of Vicky in this case. So she uses the past tense of be, that is, was, to show remoteness for social distancing. In lesson 12, we saw Vicky use a simple past this way to ask a favor of her professor. But Naomi also uses the progressive aspect because it shows tentativeness. By combining the past tense and progressive aspect, she is showing even greater social distancing than the simple past. In other words, she is being even more polite. So when we want to make a really polite request, we can use the past progressive.
So, to review, we use the past progressive to talk about an event that was incomplete in reference to a specific time, an event that was incomplete in reference to another event that is now complete, an event that was repeating and ongoing in the past, and to make very polite requests that require social distancing. By focusing on the core meaning of both the progressive aspect and the past tense, we can recognize the differences in meaning and use.
That just about does it for today.
Until next time, everyone.
Take care, everyone.
Hey, Vicky, did you forget our study date at 10 this morning?
I'm sorry, Naomi. At 10, I was talking with my professor and couldn't get away. I'm sorry. I should have called.
That's okay. So, how did the meeting go with the professor?
It went fine. He gave me an extension on my paper, and I can still take the midterm. How was your study group yesterday?
Well, we were studying together during lunch when I noticed an old friend of mine from high school in the same cafe. My concentration quickly switched from class to catching up with my friend, so I didn't get much done. You've taken that class before, right?
Yeah, last semester. I was always asking questions in that class because it was so difficult.
Well, I was hoping that you could lend me a hand with my paper. I can't think of anything else to write.
Sure, no problem. That is, if you can help me study for our history test.
Sounds like a deal.